Democrat Tina Mahoroth won an Ohio Senate seat in a close race that wasn't officially decided until this week after provisional ballots were counted. Mahoroth beat Republican State Representative Ann Gonzalez for the 3rd Senate District seat, long held by Republicans. The seat covers much of eastern Franklin County and part of Columbus's west side. Mahoroth is a 27-year-old workforce analyst from Canal Winchester. She joins me now from Bangkok, Thailand, where she's vacationing. And thanks for talking with me.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for your time.
What was your reaction when you found out you won?
Well, actually, I was still half awake, half asleep. So I didn't know if it was real or whatnot. So I just couldn't accept it.
How did you find out then?
Everyone and I want to say their friends and family had blew up my phone.
Now, you won by about 700 votes, I understand.
Yes.
Your opponents outspent you with more than $1 million in attack ads. Do you think that was fair?
No, I actually believe that that money could have been well resourceful somewhere else that we could have used within the state of Ohio, especially with us going through all these crises and circumstances that are unfortunate for the working class. So it was definitely a big waste of money, but yet again, I guess it was also a positive perspective for me because I gained some audience perspectives out of it, and they reached out to me trying to get the real story. And then, of course, my friends and family growing up reached out to let me know it was completely false and unfair.
The Democrats also did not endorse you. Now you will have to be working with their caucus. Do you see that as a problem?
No, not at all, actually, because although there was tension between the party and I, Alexis Miller, which is the new executive director, had initially reached out when she first started her role, tried to mend some tension in the air and try to bridge some bridges. And I respected that out of her, especially with her not being in the loop at all of what's been going on. And I wanted to at least give her a try and, you know, pay back the same respect she provided for me because I was very professional of her. And of course, the caucus itself, members of the caucus, newly elected and veterans, have reached out to me during and after the election to congratulate me and provide me a warm welcome.
What do you think led to your victory?
I think what led to my victory were my hometown support. So I'm a native of Whitehall, Ohio, and my new hometown these last recent years was Reynoldsburg, Ohio. So with that hometown support, it provided me with a large, large base of supporters. So it was as if Gonzalez and I were battling for the eastern part of Columbus to try to break that margin because she had definitely had some good ground in Westerville because that's her turf, of course, that's her hometown. So with that being said, I initially actually started knocking on doors about a year and a half ago when I was initially getting some signatures for my petition, and then just kept going and going until I couldn't go anymore. Just letting everyone know about my race, let everyone know that I'm a candidate for the Democratic Party.
You claim to be the first Asian American state senator in Ohio and the first Asian American woman in the General Assembly. Why do you think it's taken this long?
I think it's taken this long because Ohio is not up to par in terms of the subject of diversity. So, of course, politics and money in politics plays a big part of that. But when it comes down to minorities wanting to step it up or women wanting to step it up, I feel like both parties in politics in general are not providing a seat at the table for us. So this is coming from personal experience, clearly, that my party didn't support me. They actually just left me abandoned in my race, although it was a very competitive seat.
Thanks so much. I've been talking with newly elected Ohio Senator Democrat Tina Mahoroth, who just found out this week she beat her Republican opponent in a tight race. Thanks again.
Thank you.